Bill Manwaring, that's Unionist Party representative for West Belfast, has contacted us. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Bill.
Stephen, I've just listened to this morning. I saw the comments yesterday, and I'm disgusted at Minister Wells. I've worked for the last 7 years in the Shankill, my family of four generations in West Belfast. I've attended a number of events in the clubs that he slated, who have raised very, very good funds for very good charities and continue to do so. I would like to invite Minister Wells to come with me some Friday night. Any Friday night he's free, and we'll go to some of these clubs that he's so disdainfully treated and see the people that are there and see how hard they work and the commitment they put into their community and how much they care about their children's well-being. And I asked Minister Wells just to point out how
much... Where are you getting this from? Where's he slated all these people? Which comments are you attributing to him where he has slated all of these people? He talked about loyalist paramilitaries on the Shankill Road, so he focused on loyalist paramilitaries.
Any of these drinking clubs. Come to these drinking clubs, Minister Wells. Meet these people and see if they are what you believe them to be. How many times have you been there? How much have you seen the support they've given to their communities, to worthwhile causes through fundraising activities? It is an absolute further denigration of this community that his party expect people to forget next year and the year after when they go out and vote.
Oh, so this is it now, isn't it? Cheap political point scoring, Bill.
Is it cheap political point scoring, Stephen? Is it cheap political point scoring to accuse people of being worthless criminals? Is that cheap political point scoring? Because I don't think so. I think Minister Wells has a lot to answer for here. This community has suffered at the hands of his party's negligence for too many years. And this isn't about party politics. This is about...
It's precisely about party politics, and you're engaging in it.
You grew up in, Stephen. You take a walk up and down. You remember how this community was when you grew up here.
I still go up on you're talking about the Shankill?
Yes.
I was up in the Shankill last night.
Exactly. So you see what's happening there. You know how much the people commit to their community and to good causes, the work that's put in. And for the minister to come out with a statement like that, that anybody who drinks in these clubs is to be painted that
he
way.
He didn't.
It's disgusting.
Where did he say? I'm going to play exactly what he said again. Let's listen to this one more time. I think you're making half of this up. Let's have a listen to this.
And a classic example is, and I've said this before in the Assembly, if you go to a hard-bitten social club in West Belfast tonight, you will see men who are 6 foot tall, skinhead haircuts, tattoos and earrings, standing outside in the rain, smoking. And that's probably the only law they've ever obeyed in their lives. Why? Because they respect the law that says you smoke outside in the street rather than a pub or restaurant. So, therefore, adherence to that has been almost 100%. So when society takes the lead and sends out a signal, people will follow.
So he wasn't talking about everybody in the club, Bill.
Try and educate and encourage our people.
People who attend these clubs, all being people who will only observe the law and smoking outside. That is absolutely ridiculous. I know a number of people who've committed their lives to community work, who grew up in this community, who drink in those pubs, who smoke, who may have tattoos, who may have shaven hair or no hair, who are still committed community workers who put more of their time and effort into benefiting this community than the minister or his party colleagues. And I feel that his comments are a complete denigration of their position and this community as a whole. Now, if the minister wants to come and meet these people and share their thoughts...
Well, the DUP would no doubt tell you, Bill Manwaring, that they're more in touch with the working class areas over the years than you'll ever be.
Well, I'd like to see how they could say that, Stephen, because as someone who's lived and grown up in working class areas my whole life, I think I know more of the working class.
Are you elected by the working class, Bill?
Do you need to be elected to speak on the Nolan Show, Stephen?
But are you elected?
Absolutely no, absolutely not, Stephen. So only people who are elected get to speak on your show, is that what you're saying?
Not at all, but you stood in the last council election, did you?
I did indeed, and fell short by 17 votes.
Right, you fell short.
By 17 votes.
And here you are criticising the DUP, who have many elected representatives
absolutely,
from working class areas.
Because this is an issue about representation. This is an issue about a voice. And the voice Jim Wells has given with these comments undermines hard-working community people in the Shankill, none of whom are elected, but all of whom give their time freely make this community better.
And do you do much drinking in any of these social clubs yourself?
I've been to a number of events over the last 10 years up and down the Shankill. I'm at an event on Friday night in one of these clubs. You're more than welcome to join me. Stephen, it's not about being elected. It's about representation. I give my time freely to help rebuild this community.
Well, the
I don't need the salary. I don't need the money. I don't need the kudos.
Yeah, but the only point I'm trying to make in the...
No, Stephen, you made a very clear point. I'm not elected.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to make in bringing up whether you were elected or not is to point out to you that the DUP, who you are criticising, and they are your the political opponents... the DUP have been elected, therefore they have a mandate from the working class, therefore they must be connected and must be respected by the working class.
Stephen, if you're in the Shankill last night, or next time you're in the Shankill, speak to the people in the Shankill and ask how they feel. They're elected by the people who come out and vote.
And do you get a sense that the people on the Shankill and elsewhere in West Belfast, do you get a real sense that they're up in arms about this, that they're really furious about this?
Stephen, they're up in arms about the continued neglect that they face by people like Mr. Wells and his party. They're completely disgusted at the continued destruction of the Shankill Road, the removal of homes with no rebuilding, the lack of employment opportunities, the neglect that's shown by the political leadership that's supposed to be representing the people of West Belfast. Now, to be fair, I'm not elected. At the last Assembly election, 1,471 people said they wanted me to speak for them.
Yeah, but you did stand as a Tory in the last election, didn't you?
No, I stood as a Ulster Unionist.
Your party supported the Tories in the last election is the point I'm trying to make.
The last Westminster election?
Yes.
I was part of the UKIP project in the last Westminster election, but that's not
yes.
the case here, Stephen.
You were a UKIP candidate, weren't you?
And what's that got to do with the Shankill?
It's got to do with it that you might, and people in the Shankill might indeed blame the Tories, and might indeed blame the Tories' policy on people who are some of the worst paid throughout the UK, and their policy on that.
Policy,
and you supported them.
You say the Tories' policy is why Jim Wells said that skinheaded, tattooed drinkers...
No, you were talking about deprivation,
...are more
Bill.
Likely to break the law.
No, you were talking about deprivation.
I'm talking about the lack of support for communities, working class communities in Northern Ireland from parties like the DUP and Sinn Féin. The last 20 years has seen West Belfast slide further and further down the scales. And that's leadership by the DUP and Sinn Féin. I'm not being party political here. It's a statement of fact. I will continue to volunteer my time freely and work in this community and help people who need help. But I will not stand idly by while those who have no experience of living in this community slate it and demean it and undermine the hard work that goes on. And again, I'm inviting Minister Wells and yourself to come and join me some Friday
night at any
of these clubs.
Don't be linking me in. I've nothing to do with what Jim Wells said.
you're the one that's defending him, Stephen, so I'm more than happy to invite you along as well. But you know these clubs. I'm sure you've been there many times yourself.
Okay. Bill, thank you. Nice to talk to you today. Where's he
Thanks
got us chutzpah from today?